Well, it's Friday morning, February 5th, and this is another breaking news update. As you recall, I've been monitoring sequences coming out of the UK that had the marker for vaccine resistance, E484K. And those numbers have been going up daily. They're both in, they've expanded out of England into adjacent Wales, Scotland, and Ireland. And recently, the UK put out a report indicating that the E484K was appearing on UK variants. That particular change is normally found on either the South African or the Brazilian variants, and that was responsible for the lower efficacy in the clinical trials in both of those countries. It had not been in the UK variant until relatively recently, and but the number has been going up. And today, the first one in Milton Keynes was released, but not only did it have the E484K, it also had the three deletions that are normally found in the spike protein of the South African variant. And that was in addition to the three deletions that are normally found in the UK variant. So instead of having three amino acids deleted in the spike gene, this particular sequence has six amino acids deleted. The three that are normally found in the UK variant, as expected, because this is a UK variant background, but it also has the three that are normally found in the South African. Their positions, I believe it's 242 to 244. The other three are 69 and 70 and 144. So there's six different amino acids that are deleted, three that are normally found in the UK variant, and three that are normally found in the South African. This is more evidence of recombination and evidence that with the selection pressure of more people getting vaccinated and more people having prior infections, that the virus will evolve and acquire various changes that tend to resist the vaccine or the host immune response to prior infections. The deletions in the N-terminal domain, both the three that are found in the UK version as well as the three in the South African version, are thought to produce vaccine resistance, as is the E484K. So by recombining and taking these resistant elements out of the South African variant, which is circulating in the UK, as well as the determinants that provide resistance in the UK version, it has more changes, mutations that lead to vaccine resistance.